This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with
me,
Robin Ellis.
Good morning.
We're just kind of chilling out here on our couch at the house.
And chilling out is right.
Yeah, we are. We're enjoying doing the show this way. We've got the fireplace going and, you know, just joined by Chris over there in the studio in Pikesville there at WCBM. And we're down here sitting at the house just, I mean, you got to love this program, right? I mean, you got to love the way we're doing this.
Now I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah, no more getting up at 2:30 in the morning and driving across the injured bridge or whatever it is. And here we are, you know, just enjoying the day with you folks today, that's for sure. So
when you said chilling out, I said, yeah, I was talking about how we kept losing heat last night.
Oh, yeah. Well, we did do that, but we're okay now, I think. So just don't touch anything.
Yeah, we got to wait for the repairman. If we touch something, we might not.
Yeah, that's right. We're just going to leave it the way it is. So, hey, it's Youth Waterfowl Hunting Day today. Today is one of the two waterfowl days for youngsters, and it is today. And then again in February the 8th, 2020, those 16 years of age or younger can hunt ducks and geese and coots, both on public and private land, on these 2 days. Today in particular, when aided by an unarmed adult at least 21 years old. All junior hunters and their adult mentors must possess Maryland hunting licenses. Ute hunters, including those possessing an apprentice license, must purchase a Maryland migratory game bird stamp, but do not need to purchase a federal duck stamp if they're under 16 years of age. Today's bag limits are 2 black ducks in addition to the regular duck limit. Okay, so I hope you're familiar with the duck limits, but you may take 2 black ducks today, 1 Canada goose, if you're in the Atlantic Population Canada Goose Hunting Zone, and if you're in the Atlantic Flyway Resident Population Canada Goose Hunting Zone, you can take 5 Canada geese. And of course, you can always go refer to the Maryland Guide to Hunting and Trapping for that. So, wonderful youth day out there today. It looks like the weather's going to be good. Hopefully it'll be perfect for the waterfowl hunters. There's only one thing I noticed, and you know, you think I might pick on the Department of Natural Resources, but they put a photo on this press release. And it's a father standing by with his camo pants and his son with his camo pants, and he's raising his shotgun. They both have their earphones on, and they both have blaze orange sweatshirts and hats. Now, to illustrate a waterfowl hunting day, wouldn't it be better to have, you know, a father and son in camo, father with a duck, you know, goose call or duck call in his hand, you know, photo in the blind, everybody in camo, just like a real situation? That's just my opinion. You can comment if you like. 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number. We are in the November section of the muzzleloader giveaway. Maybe we'd like to have some of those youth hunters call in and sign up for a muzzleloader. Of course, you know, we're not going to send a youngster a muzzleloader without permission of the parents, of course. But, you know, they could always win. 410-922-6680. And we'd love to talk to a youth waterfowl hunter and see, you know, what shotgun they're using, where they're going, what kind of ducks they're after. Maybe they're hot geese. I don't know. You know, I know they're in the cars. Right, Robin?
That's right. But, you know, we had one very happy young man we spoke to last week.
Oh, yes, we did. Yes, we did. Mr. Densmore, who won the muzzleloader. Yes, indeed.
He was so excited.
He was great. I hope they call in today, but let's see what happens on that. So he'll be out there eventually on a youth day for sure. So Let's have some calls from some Utes out there today. We know they're in the cars. Dad's driving. Just hand Junior the cell phone or the little huntress, I guess, if you want to call it that. As long as they're a junior hunter, 410-922-6680 is the number. What do you think, Chris? Any callers on the line?
No, sir.
Oh, boy.
Not yet.
Lines are open. You mean I got to keep talking?
Yes.
Oh, jeez. All right. Robin's got a little coughing fit going on here. She's trying. She doesn't have a cough button, so she just has to figure out what else to do. So, you know, another junior hunt day is coming up in a couple of weeks on the 16th and 17th on, you know, if you have Sunday hunting in your county. Junior Deer Hunting Day, November 16th and 17th. So that's coming up as well. So come on, dads, hand that phone to the junior hunter. Here's the problem, Chris. I understand this problem. You want to hear what it is?
Yes. What's the problem?
The kids are in the car. Just rolled them out of bed. They got an hour drive to go hunting, and they're asleep. Dad's listening, but he is not about to wake that young hunter up because Dad knows that if he does, that little person will be grumpy all day in the duck blind or the goose pit.
And that is not a good thing.
You don't want to hunt with a grumpy junior hunter.
No.
No.
I didn't even think about that.
No. That's true. That's true.
That's a very good point.
I've had.
You've had experience with that.
I've had experience. Yes. Wake somebody up while they're on the stand to, you know, shoot a deer. Sometimes they're interested. Sometimes they're not. So, boy, that coffee's good. Can you all hear the dogs barking in the background? God knows what they're barking at.
Squirrels.
Squirrels? Maybe.
Squirrels.
They're
maybe.
Having a fit.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, I hope you can't hear that, Chris, but it is what it is.
So. Yeah, I can hear them, but they're in the background.
They muted, eh?
They want to be on the radio, too.
Yeah, they do. Well, they're about to be on the outside looking in here in a minute. So it's cold out there. It's 30-some degrees, 37.
Yeah, I was about to say they were calling for frost and everything else.
Yeah,
this morning.
Yeah, that's right. So, but a new experience started yesterday. Ordered a pair of hearing aids and ordered them online. Set up the app on my phone, and I can go in and adjust the volume and everything else on my hearing aids. You know, you go to the hearing specialist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they give you a little test. Boop, 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 boop. You're supposed to press the button if you hear the tone. You can do the same thing online. And they set up your hearing aids based on what you can hear. Automatically do that through the app. And it's great. Now, Robin has a better opinion on whether they're any good or not.
Huh? We're going to find out.
Robin.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to you from time to time. So, ha is not a good thing to say on the radio when you're supposed to be co-hosting.
I know. I was taking care of business here for a second.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, this is business.
This was business going along with the radio show.
Uh-huh. Okay. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And any callers online yet, Chris?
No, sir. Everybody's right. Just still in the process of waking up.
Yeah, I see that. Chuck said good morning, that's for sure.
Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, Chuck.
So, morning, Chuck.
So, anyway, John keeps private messaging me from New Hampshire. And, oh, nice. Sent me a nice picture of the family. Very nice. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. And what else you got here? I got it. Okay, so.
Can you say the number again?
410.
Okay.
922-6680. 410-WCBM-680. All right, folks, wake up. It's a beautiful day out there. It's the last day you get to sleep in till after the sun comes up. Daylight savings time tonight into tomorrow, right?
Yes, it officially starts, I think, at like 3 o'clock tomorrow morning.
3 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
So
you get that extra hour of sleep. Exactly.
Yeah, you lose an hour of sleep.
No, you gain.
Spring ahead, fall back. Yeah, you gain.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Exactly. So,
huh?
Huh? Is this selective hearing that we're hearing now?
No. Just not really. Here's something interesting I saw yesterday, according to Melissa Leon from Fox News. A constitutional carry gun law in Oklahoma took effect Friday. Do you know what that is, Chris? Hello, Chris. Did we lose Chris? Chris, you still there? I think we lost the station again. Uh-oh. I'm going to keep talking. Chris comes back, he comes back.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. I don't hear anything. I don't hear the station. I don't hear Chris. He had a shutdown earlier during the news, but we're going to keep talking here anyway. We'll talk about this constitutional carry gun law.
I can find out. I'm texting
somebody. In Oklahoma that took effect on Friday. Oh, I'm going to keep talking. I keep talking.
I'm going to find out.
Also known as a permitless, no permit, carry. The law lets some Oklahomans carry a firearm in public without a license. Most Oklahomans 21 and older can now carry concealed or unconcealed firearms without having gone through a background check or training requirements, with exception for those illegally in the country or who have been convicted of certain crimes. Firearms are still prohibited in public buildings and bars and casinos and schools and at professional sporting events. Oklahoma Supreme Court and a county judge this week rejected Oklahoma City Democratic Representative Jason Lowe's request to hold off on the law. Lowe had introduced a petition in August, following the mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. The petition would have stopped the law from taking effect and made it a 2020 ballot question had it been successful. The Oklahoma Second Amendment Association filed a protest against the petition that rendered its signatures invalid. Republican Keith Stitt, signed the bill into law in February. Here's what the governor said. As I traveled all over the state to all 77 counties, I heard from Oklahomans all over they wanted us to protect their right to bear arms, Governor Stitt said at the time. There are at least 14 states that have some version of a permitless carry law, according to the National Rifle Association. So there you go. Fox News' Madeline Rivera and the Associated Press contributed to this report.
As of right now, they are still hearing us.
They're still hearing us, okay? Or are they still hearing Chris? That's the situation, because we can't hear Chris. So we don't know if we have any callers on the line or not. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's talk about a couple of our sponsors here while we're in this whatever we're in. Hey, hunters, listen, don't miss this opportunity to own your own prime hunting property. There's an absolute auction of 286 acres on Stone Boundary Road in Cambridge, Maryland. That's next Saturday, November 9th at 1:03 in the afternoon. This farm is in the heart of prime Sika deer territory. The auction will be held on site, and once again, it's an absolute auction of 286 acres of prime hunting property, November 9th. For more information, visit MarshallAuctions.com. Real estate agents, please contact Doug Marshall for a broker participation form. And brokers must have their clients registered with the auction company 48 hours prior to the auction. So, that's MarshallAuctions.com, M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L, auctions.com, for the absolute auction of 286 acres of prime hunting property in Dorchester County, right outside of Cambridge, Stone Boundary Road. That's good hunting down there. That's November 9th. Don't miss that one. Now, look, when I'm on Route 50 and I'm headed from the deer stand or the duck blind, my mouth and my belly just can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or a sandwich and a fresh cup of hot coffee. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge has some of the most delicious fresh baked donuts, don't they, Robin?
Yep.
Pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. Not just on the Eastern Shore. The entire Delmarva Peninsula. Well, Maryland. How about the world?
I think they're wonderful, and I think we should go this morning and get a dozen.
I think that'd be a good idea. Pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore and everywhere else. Enough for everyone in camp or whatever your occasion is. And they serve a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday, all day Saturday. Even after your morning hunt and sometime from 11 till 2 during the week, you can grab a tasty lunch. Define Bay Country Bakery. Do what I do. Just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery and the chocolate donut on the highway sign. Dave and Gina Levy, your hosts, are trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think Big Donut. Visit their website or like their Facebook page. That's Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by, say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there. Maybe you will. Maybe you won't. Right?
I'm thinking this morning we're taking a ride.
We might just do that. Yeah, that's for sure. So is Chris back with us yet?
Chris
or not?
Is not there, but I do know.
You're back.
Yeah, I was about to say, let's go ahead and take care of a few things on this end.
Okay.
Because we do have some calls.
All right, well, let's do that.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com, and Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Hey, we're back. I want to tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. You know, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, and it can be your first choice, too, when you travel to the Eastern Shore. All you got to do is get off of exit 39B, that's Dominion Road, on Kent Island, and you're right there. I mean, you'll pass the sign on the road, go around the Exxon and across from the 7-Eleven, make a right, and you're in the parking lot. So, here's what they've got. They've got Remington, they've got Choppa, and they've got Savage firearms. They've got ammunition to fit everything, including shotgun slugs, muzzle loaders and accessories from Thompson Center and CVA. Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers, the largest selection of waterfowl calls and decoys from folks like Avery and Steel Shot, folks like Kent, all kinds of gear, all kinds of accessories, and camo from the folks like from Bandit. And they've got actually camouflage apparel for all seasons, whether it's deer or waterfowl as well. Compound and crossbows like the Matthews, the Mission, the Raven. They'll do your bow setup, your custom arrows, your bow tuning, and your accessories all at one location. Thousands of accessories for hunting and fishing, and that's at Chesapeake Outdoors. Again, 39B is the exit, Dominion Road on Kent Island, right off Route 50 in Chester, Maryland, 410-604-2500, 604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680 WCBM. There's a chill in the air. Campfires are burning. We're gathered round in chairs. Three generations of hunting in our veins. Talking about what might happen on opening day. Where the man's calling for southwest winds, gonna have to change my plans. Guess I won't be hunting the power line, I'm moving to the boat seat stand. Sighted in my rifle and she sure is shooting straight. But I'll meet up with the jitters, y'all. It's opening day.
Opening day. Youth waterfowl season. Do we have any Utes on the line?
No, sir.
No? No. Let's talk to David. Let's talk to Mark. And by the way, this I did mention the muzzleloader contest, didn't I, Chris?
Yes, you did, and I've already taken a couple names.
Oh, good. Okay. Hey, David, how are you today?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Enter the contest.
You're in it.
All right. Thanks. Are you available for email 7 days a week or just during the show and everything?
Nope. Well, every time, 7 days a week.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Oh, we've emailed back and forth. I normally email you on Saturday morning because I'm working, but
got it.
Just like I am now. So
did you send me an email?
I'm going to send you one later. I had a couple questions, but I won't tie up the line. I'll just email back and forth.
Okay, that sounds good.
All righty.
All right, Dave. Thanks, you buddy. Appreciate it.
No, anytime. I'll talk to y'all later. Have a good
okay.
Have a great day.
Good luck.
You too. Thank
you.
Bye bye.
Let's talk to Mark. Hey, Mark.
Hello.
How are you, buddy?
How are you?
Hey, Mark.
How are you today?
Have you moved?
Yes, I have.
It's official. You're a Delawarean.
Are you calling from Delaware right now?
Yeah, I'm calling from Millville, Delaware.
Millville, Delaware.
Outside of Bethany Beach.
Well, congratulations. You know, you're not the only high-profile person that has changed his residency this week. You know that.
I could talk from now till next week about taxes and cash flows. That's not why I moved. I moved because my best friend in the world, Robin, wanted to move here.
She got a great name.
Yes, it is.
Yes, indeed. Well, glad to hear that, buddy. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, and her mom, Betsy, is one of your most loyal listeners, and I'm sure she's listening right now.
Hey, Betsy.
Good morning, Betsy.
Don't you like that? You got a double trouble from both of us here, man.
Yeah.
That's us, double trouble.
Yep. So, I mean, everything's unpacked. Everything's in its place.
Everything's unpacked. Everything's on the truck. It will be delivered on Tuesday.
Oh, God.
So I have a beautiful house, and I'm camping out in it.
Wonderful.
And no matter how soft and springy the carpet feels, I can tell you that sleeping on it, it's like...
I've been there,
really
done that,
hard.
Buddy. Yep.
Yeah.
Been there, done that. So, sorry to hear. Well, hey, at least you're there.
Everything will work out.
Oh,
just a matter of time. The hardest part is behind me.
That's correct. That is correct. So, yeah, having been a recent refugee to the Eastern Shore myself, it is a fascinating process, no question.
So. 2 years later, it's still going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the shed's still
going on. Well, for me, I lived in Towson, so the biggest shock is that if you want things, you have to drive.
Yeah.
Often, throughout the whole Delaney Valley corridor, if you want something, everything human being can need from birth to death, including Delaney Valley Gardens.
Right.
Nothing's more than 15 minutes away.
Exactly.
And now it's not the case.
Well, you know what?
But it's so nice to live that way.
It's nice to live that way, buddy. It sure is.
Yeah, it is. It's wonderful.
Yep. All right. Well, you enjoy your new home and your new digs over there in Delaware. You're not that far away from us.
No.
You know, so we're not.
Well, I wanted to start the new life, calling you two and saying good morning.
Well, we appreciate that.
Good morning. And maybe we can get together sometime since you're over and close to us. So.
That's right.
Yeah, that would be good.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. Yep.
Let's talk to Debbie.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hanging in there.
We're good. How are you, Debbie?
I'm wonderful. Didn't probably slept as much as you guys.
Yeah. Exactly. So how are things in Caroline County this morning?
As far as I know, so good.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't been out and checked yet?
Well, it's a little dark, but I have electricity. Remember, I didn't yesterday.
So oh, that's right. You do have electricity today.
Yeah. So I have electricity, and I see all the other lights. So.
Oh, that's good.
There's frost on the deck.
That's right. That's good.
Yeah.
Glad to hear that.
Frost on the pumpkin.
Frost.
And I almost hit this last night.
Almost hit what? I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, I almost hit a beautiful buck last night.
Oh, no, that's not good.
I have to show you. I'm going to send you a picture in
Robin's
just a minute.
Robin's going to text you a picture here in just a minute.
I got that.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah,
I couldn't remember if I sent it or not.
Yeah.
It is the season. There's no question. The mating season has begun. The bucks are chasing the does. And, you know, of course, he always sends her across the road first. So.
Right. Well, that's what I told him. I said, you just stay right where you're at because I don't know where your little lady is.
Mm-hmm.
But he was kind. He just stood on the side of the road.
That's good.
Very good.
So, yeah, hopefully.
Donuts would be good. We like Boston cream.
Okay, I'll remember that because I really think we're taking.
Make a note there, Robin.
Oh, Cindy's up too. She's calling.
Oh, good. Glad to hear it. Boy, we got the whole family.
Wondering what's going on.
Nobody knows. So.
But we'll be there today.
Yep.
At 3:04 this afternoon.
3:13.
All right, you guys.
We got
callers on the line. We got hunting and fishing to talk about. So
we will see you later. And thank you.
All right, Debbie. Thanks for the call.
See ya.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, folks. Any other callers there, Chris?
Yes, we've got Glenn.
Hey, Glenn.
Morning, Glenn.
Glenn from Chestertown,
hey,
I bet.
Alan.
Hey, Glenn. How you doing?
On this cold morning.
Yeah. That's. I bet the deer are starting to move, though, on that cold.
Yeah,
you know, hey,
call to say hi to him.
Good morning. Hey, you're in it, Glenn. I got a question for you. Any geese moving in up there yet?
Yeah, there's some.
Yeah. Yeah. I was reading an article on the Ducks Unlimited page yesterday. The cold front coming through the Midwest is moving a bunch of ducks out of the prairie region of Alberta and Saskatchewan down into the States. So they think that the Atlantic flyway, you know, is going to start seeing some more birds. And if you look at their migratory report, there's, I think, one person from Maryland or Delaware on there that talks about increasing numbers of birds coming in.
That's good, right?
Yeah, sure. It's always good, especially for the youngsters. Now, you know, it is Youth Waterfowl Day, so, Glenn, don't get excited if you hear some shooting up that way.
Yeah.
Yep. Have you been out for deer, buddy?
Yeah, I've been out some. I went for the early muzzleloader and on the antlerless part on the Friday evening. I had three within 40 yards of me, but I couldn't tell what was what. So.
Oh, boy. Yep. So, well, you'll get one, buddy, for sure. So. I'm gonna try and get a little hunting in here during the rut. I've got a couple days where our Maryland Hunting Quarterly's at the printer, so hopefully things settle down around here. We'll get out for a day or two next week.
He is biting at the bit
with the bow. Yeah. I did some more practicing yesterday with the compound bow, and so got some little bit of practice in. So we'll see how that works out.
Yeah.
All right, Glenn.
All right.
Thank you, buddy.
Y'all take care.
All right.
Have a great one, Glenn.
Good luck. Who's next there, Chris?
Well, we heard from Mark, formerly of Towson, now in Delaware. Now we're hearing from his brother, John, in North Carolina.
Oh, good. Good morning, John.
How you doing?
Good. Well, you?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
My question, I guess, about muzzleloading. You know, I've been doing this for a while.
Yep.
And a couple of years ago, I switched from 777 loose to Blackhorn 209.
Right.
Just because it's so easy to live with.
Right.
Um, But this year I also switched from 44 caliber in Sabots to 45s.
Right.
And I got to tell you, this thing kicked my butt.
Mm-hmm.
It took me 10 shots, and then I ran out of powder, which has never happened before, because
right.
normally two, three shots, that's it.
Yeah.
I looked at the Sabots, and it looked like the wings were all torn off, so I went back to the range this past week with some 44s. I returned to that.
Right.
And, you know, I know it's only 10 thousandths of an inch thicker, but the Sabot looked, quote, looked better when I was reading it.
Mm-hmm.
The 45s, the wings were 90 degrees and one's missing. The 44s are open, but they're not torn up.
Interesting.
And have you had that experience?
I've
read the 45s were better, but that was not what happened to me.
Well, I have not had that experience. I have a muzzleloader aficionado here in town that works at one of the local gun shops, and he's always experimenting with bullets. And I can't remember what he showed me the other day, but I think it is a 45 caliber that he's shooting. And no issues like that. Now, I got a question, though.
Sure.
Are you using the same powder load?
No, I went down. When
you moved to the 40.
When I went back, Blackhorn 209 online tells you what the weight conversion is.
Right. It's like
20%.
It's about 20% different than Pyrodex.
I went from 90 grains equivalent volume to 84.
Okay.
And it helped. Well, yeah. And switching the bullets.
Right.
So things are doable. You know, I'm shooting like a 3.5-4 inch group at 100 yards now.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with a 3.5-4 inch group at 100 yards.
Yeah, I'm shooting a CVA Optima that I won.
Right.
It used to do better.
Yeah.
So
well, let me ask you a question.
Have
you tried the power belts in it?
I have not.
Yeah.
Had good luck with them?
I have.
Good performance on deer?
Limited good performance on deer, yes. But
okay.
For the most part, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I might try those because that's the other thing. Man, I'm
well, they load so easily. I mean, there's no Sabot to mess with. It's a full 50 caliber. And if you can afford the premium or premier or whatever they are, the silver ones, they're pretty good. Now, I started out using the, I think it was 290 grain hollow point, which did okay. Which did okay. Not too good on a smaller deer,
uh-huh.
but it does the trick, no question. But I went to the premium because we were recommended by Chad Scher, our buddy who's on the pro staff of CVA.
Yeah, and I recognize that name.
Yeah, it's a 270 grain premium, but I'm pushing it with 100 grains of Blackhorn 209.
Okay.
Out of a 30-inch barrel.
Yeah, you've got a real long one.
Yeah.
Goose gun.
Yeah, well, I bought the gun. It's a special edition from CVA. I bought it because I've got two sick of deer lanes that are 170 and 200-plus yards long.
Wow.
And the 200-yard lane is called Stag Alley. There have been a number of really nice stags across there. And one got by me last year during the early muzzleloader season, and I had the CVA mountain rifle, which is a little short barrel on that for hunting out of a stand, and I didn't feel confident taking that long shot with that big guy. So
yeah, I'm only confident. I'm probably going to limit myself to 125.
Yeah.
If I see a monster,
but my buddy Butch, who's listening, helped me sight in the. The limited edition, a 30-inch barrel job, and it got to where we were both pretty happy with it. But one thing that was recommended was a Magnum primer, and we found out that was too hot, so we had to step that back, especially with the Blackhorn.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So.
Well, how about and you're happy with the performance of 209 powder?
Oh yeah, yeah, I like it a lot.
Yeah,
I like that
I can shoot it and not worry about it for another week or two till
right.
the season ends.
Right, and you don't have to clean between shots, although it's
right.
recommended, but you don't really have to do that. I think we fired 14 or 15. No, we fired 5 or 6 shot and then ran a patch down the barrel and then fired 5 or 6 more, and everything
gotcha.
Was fine. You know, it just doesn't foul.
So. All right.
All right, John, thanks for the call.
Well, thanks again.
Good luck. Let me know how you make out. You still have my email address, right? Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Yeah, my opening day is next Saturday.
Oh, good luck for you.
Thank you very much. I could use a little.
All right.
Okay.
See you, buddy.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Who's on the line there, Chris?
We have Joseph.
Okay, let's talk to Joseph.
Hello.
Hey, Joseph, how are you?
All right. Yeah, I was entering the contest, but I was out bow hunting yesterday and seen a couple of nice bucks, but I seen one with one horn, and it must have been almost 2 feet high.
Oh, man.
And then I seen a raccoon out there. He looked like he weighed about 50 pounds.
A raccoon? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I understand it. Yeah, I've seen some big raccoons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
well, you're in the contest, buddy. Good luck. Let me know how you do on the deer, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Send me a picture. See you later. Thanks.
All right. Okay. Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Yep. Bye-bye. Anybody else there, Chris? All right. I can do that. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop a little bit. You know, they did really well during the muzzleloader season. But now let's talk about Browning. And we'll talk about waterfowl first because it's Youth Waterfowl Day. So there are three shotguns that I would recommend if you like the feel of having three quick shots. One is an autoloader shotgun that Browning calls waterfowl hunting perfection. It's the Maxxis. Comes in 3 and 3.5 inch chambers. It's got a new power drive gas system that reduces recoil. And make sure you put this one to your shoulder. Comes in Mossy Oak camo as well. Maxxis, M-A-X-U-S shotgun. Then there's the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Comes in Mossy Oak Shadow Grades blades with a DuraTouch camo. That means that you know, the barrel and all that won't rust when you touch it or anything like that. It's got a fiber optic front sight, the humpback receiver. It's ergonomically balanced, and you know, it's been all redesigned a few years ago. The recoil-operated kinematic drive is what it's called as the autoloader shotgun provides a 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee. If you want to count your shotgun shells, you go right ahead and count them. I'm just going to wait for the 5 years to be up. That's me personally. Now then there's the Gold Light 10 gauge. For those of you who, you know, might want to particularly hunt snow geese where the shots might be a little longer, it's a proven standard for auto-loading performance, the Gold. It's a gas-operated autoloader, 3.5-inch chamber, DuraTouch armor coating, Mossy Oak camo. 3 standard Invector choke tubes come with it, the Gold Light 10-gauge, all available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Now, look, there's an absolute auction of 286 acres. On Stone Boundary Road in Cambridge, Maryland, on November 9th at 1:03 in the afternoon. Hunters, don't miss this opportunity to own your own prime hunting property. Keep in mind, it's an absolute auction. This farm is in the heart of prime sika deer territory, and the auction will be held on site at the farm. Once again, it's an absolute auction, 286 acres of prime hunting property, next Saturday, November 9th, 1:03 in the afternoon. For more information, visit marshallauctions.com. And if you're a real estate agent, contact Doug Marshall for a broker participation form. And brokers must have their clients registered with the auction company 48 hours prior to the auction. That's marshallauctions.com. The absolute auction of 286 acres of prime hunting property in Dorchester County, Maryland on November 9th. Don't miss it. We'll be right back after these messages.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Just the sheer fact that we have opened up our Saturday with a freeze warning gives you an idea about where our temperatures are. Now, we will see the sunshine today, so we've got the radiant heating going for us, which is nice. Only going up to the mid-50s, though. Another chilly night again tonight, mid to upper 30s, and we're looking at mostly clear skies. And we finish out the weekend with sunshine on Sunday, afternoon high low to mid-50s. Plenty of sunshine for Monday as we get into the work week, mid-50s to low 60s. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com. And Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11.
Hey, look, it's the rut. I mean, the whitetails are rutting right now. Sika deers have come through the bulk of theirs, but they're still out there. They're still chasing the hinds as well. But it's bow season, folks. And I'll tell you, Matthews compound bows, including the Vertex for the 2019 bow of the year, that's the way to go. Now, if you want to go with a crossbow, of course, you can go with a Mission, which is also made by the folks at Matthews. It's the Sub 1XR. That's a very, very accurate crossbow. And if you prefer and have the money, you can buy a Raven. The R26 or the R29 are very compact, and they shoot very well. You can see all three of those, Matthews, Mission, and Raven, all at Chesapeake Outdoors. And not only that, they could custom arrows, the bow tuning, the accessories. You know, if you want to put a different scope on your crossbow or something like that, you know, a rest, a new, anyway, our buddy Pete down there can set your new bow up for you. He's got he can do everything. He can put the peep sight in, he can put the string loop on it, he can do all of that, all the accessories as well. This is a Chesapeake Outdoors. Now, not only do they have the accessories, they have camouflage apparel for all seasons, not just deer season, but they have waterfowl camo as well from the folks at Banded and other brands as well. Firearms and ammunition from Remington, Chiappa, and Savage. Muzzle loaders and accessories from Thompson Center and CVA. They've got the Costa sunglasses, the Yeti coolers, and a huge selection of waterfowl calls from all different brands, from all different manufacturers. Decoys from Avery, steel shot from folks like Kent Cartridge, all kinds of gear and camo from Banded and others. Large selection of clothing, rubber boots, hip boots, and waders. All the above.
That sounds good.
Wish I could find my hip boots. I don't wear hip boots, so I wish I could find my waders. Anyway, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road on Kent Island is Chesapeake Outdoors. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. 410-604-2500. 604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Are we back?
Yes, we are.
Any callers on the line?
Yes, we have Lee.
Lee, let's talk to Lee. Good morning, Lee.
Morning, Alan.
How are you?
Well, still kicking just as high as you used to.
I got you. What can I do for you today, buddy?
Well, I just decided to enter the contest. Sure does feel like autumn, don't it?
It does. Time to get out there and do some deer hunting, man. Or waterfowl.
Yeah, well, fortunately, I can't quite do that anymore.
I'm sorry to hear that, buddy.
Yeah. I'm getting a little, you know, there's a few things here and there to say, no, you can't.
Yeah. So, I got it.
That's where that goes.
No question. So.
You going out today?
No, not today. Probably not till Monday. I've got a date with a buddy in on the Baltimore-Carroll County line. He's got a nice little place out there we're going to probably get to. And then I want to try and do some Cecil County next week as well. So we'll see what happens. You never know.
Yep. Well,
my life is always in flux. So
well, hey, at least you're doing what you love and you're getting paid for it. Hey, what's wrong with that?
Exactly right, buddy. Thank you so much. So,
all right, good luck to you.
All right, thanks, Lee. Appreciate the call. Thanks
for
listening.
Have a great day.
Yep.
Take care.
You got it, buddy. Thank you. All right. There goes Lee. Anything else there, Mr. Chris?
No, sir. That's it.
Wow. Well, we've got a few minutes. No, we don't
really have that many minutes. We've got about 2.5 minutes.
Okay. Well, we're running this article in the Hunting Quarterly. It's a report from what they call the FY19, the Fiscal Year 19 Hunting Incident Report. It's on the website of the Department of Natural Resources. And, you know, I've castigated NRP for a while for not putting the incident report up there because, you know, hey, look, people got to know that it's not necessarily a safe place out there, and you got to be cautious. You got to, you know, they talk about tree stand safety and so forth, and they preach that, and people go, yeah, I'm okay. But when you read about some of these incidents that happen, and we'll continue this in the next hour, it makes you really, 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 really want to think. 55-year-old Cecil County deer hunter during archery season last year fell approximately 15 feet out of his climbing stand. The hunter was trespassing. No one knew his exact whereabouts. A Maryland State Police bloodhound was brought in to track during the evening hours. The hunter laid on the ground the entire day from 6:30 when he fell to 2100 hours when he was reported overdue and received injuries to the pelvis, back, and ribs.
Wow.
Imagine what was going on in his mind. He was flown to shock trauma. He received natural resources charges upon release from the hospital as well. He should have. 53-year-old Dorchester County waterfowl hunter was treated by EMS for hypothermia after falling out of a vessel that was overloaded with a total of 5 occupants and accompanying hunting gear. Maryland State Police Hilo Trooper 4 was able to locate the victims and relay coordinates to the ground units. All victims were recovered and transported back to the launch site. 55-year-old Harford County deer hunter in firearm season had placed climbing steps in and was climbing up his stand when he grabbed onto a branch that subsequently broke, causing him to fall to the ground. The subject received a broken ankle, which required surgery. So there's just 3 little incidents, you know, that people just don't.
You and I always have a talk about
staying safe.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I carry a safety harness all the time, the tree strap all the time. And, you know, even if I'm climbing a 10 or 12 foot ladder, I'm strapped in, you know, as well I should be.
And that's the reason every time you walk out that door to go, I say be safe, because I want you to remember, even though you remember, it doesn't hurt to remind somebody.
That's true.
You know, if it just helps one person.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So, hey, there's the music. We'll talk more about these incidents from last hunting season. So, you know, there's never any news done on these. There's never any, you know, press or anything like that. You got to wait till a year after to get these results, and that's just, to me, wrong. But I'm only one guy with one opinion. So, all right. When we come back, we'll take more entries in the muzzleloader season. We'll talk more about whatever's on your mind. And I guess it's time for you to say, Robin.
Get out. I just lost it.
Stay out.
Stay out. Stay safe.
Stay safe. You got it. All right, folks. See you after the news.
See you. I'll get you back together.